reaction to sort of what Kyle had to say about the quarterback?
The quarterback situation is what it's been all week. We made a decision early in the week. We talked about it, and we communicated that with everybody. Early on, we were open and honest about what we were going to do this week, and everybody knew that going into it. It hasn't changed to this point in time.
Have you, from your end, from your perspective, have you had any issues with those guys? I mean, everybody wants to play, but have you had any issues with them working together or anything like that?
I've not had any issues with them. I would hope that they all want to play. I hope every player on our team is a competitor and wants to be out there because they feel that they can contribute to the success of this team and that they all feel like they should be the one taking every snap.
Is Tebow starting this week and next week for sure at this point?
The only place we are is this week. We're looking at the Houston Texans, and as we've been doing the last 3 weeks, I'm taking it week by week. That's the only way I know how to do this. I'm not looking any further than that. We made a game plan and preparation decisions for this weekend, so that's where we're going.
So Kyle Orton wasn't told that he's not starting against?
Everything that we did was communicated up front and openly. There was nothing hidden. There's nothing that wasn't communicated to all parties involved, from all the way from the top all the way down, and we've stayed with that, and that was a decision made on Monday, and it's the same today.
Coach, a number of your players have been arrested recently. What do you have to say about the off-field conduct of these players?
The off-field conduct is something we take very, very seriously. We've never downplayed that. We hold every person in this organization, coaches, players, staff, to a high standard of conduct away from this building as they represent this organization. The situations that have come up, we've complied with every fact-finding opportunity there is. We've cooperated in every way that we can to gather the facts, but we hold every employee under Mr. Bolin to the highest standard possible, and we just got to continue to do that.
How do you explain so many arrests? Is it a lack of discipline?
I can't explain the arrests. I know that the people we have in this organization are high-quality people. We search for those type of people. We want those people in this organization. We have those people in this organization.
Are you disturbed?
I'm not. My job is to coach football. My job is to coach football. Those things that happen, we're going to comply with everything. We're going to help with it. But my job is to focus on getting this football team ready for the Houston Texans.
What is Noshon's status right now?
Noshon did not practice yesterday. He's going to practice today. His ribs were a little bit sore, but he's moving around pretty good today, just coming from the walkthrough. And so we're going to get him moving around a little bit out there, get him some reps, and see if we can get him going at a good pace today.
What about Dawkins, Demarius, some other guys banged up?
Both of them practiced yesterday and moved around. Demarius, you know, is doing better every day. The more treatment we get and get him out there at practice. Brian did a nice job for us yesterday, too. Got out there, moved around a little bit, got going. We're going to try and do a little bit more today with both of them and just keep progressing as the week goes on.